There are a few bits of the Portage Glacier that are here in front of us.
Biologist Jeff Welker with the University of Alaska in Anchorage says the melting of Porter Glacier in the last 20 years illustrates how global warming is dramatically changing the subarctic climate here in the U.S. state of Alaska.
This is the kind of proximity that the glacier front was to the visitor center that was built here about 15 or 20 years ago. Today, now, all we have are the small little remnants that we see directly here in front of the glacier, while the glacier itself is over a mile and a half away now.
Stream ecologist Sue Mauger has been documenting a less dramatic but unprecedented rise in water temperature in Alaska's rivers and streams.
We are finding that the water temperatures are increasing and that the numbers of days that they're exceeding the water temperatures is increasing, the number of hours per day they're increasing, and the maximum temperatures are increasing.
Ecologist Ed Berg with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska digs below the Earth's surface to put this period of global warming into historical context.
From an earlier study, we got a date of about 13,000 years for the bottom of the peat. So in the last few decades, this bog has dried out, and the shrubs and trees are moving in big time now. So that's just a very typical example of the drying landscape that we see in this area. And as I say, it's a profound change from 13,000 years of being a pretty wet, soggy place.
We would see little grains of quartz.
These scientists are not just documenting that the Earth is warmer than it has ever been in history. They are also warning that the impact of global warming being felt first and foremost in the fragile Arctic and subarctic ecosystems could dramatically change life on Earth.
See, this is a maternal gallery.
Ed Berg says while beetles are responsible for ravaging much of the spruce forests in Alaska and Canada, the real culprit is global warming.
In 1987, we went into overdrive, essentially, and had an 11-year run of warm summers. So it allowed the beetles just to grow and grow and ultimately eat themselves out of house and home.
So the first reading is 7.
Ecologist Sue Mauger says that if temperatures continue to rise, Alaskan salmon will also be threatened by parasites that thrive in warmer climates.
The predictions are that our air temperatures here in subarctic Alaska will increase as much as 3 to 5 degrees centigrade. And if the water temperatures increase that same amount, we're going to be seeing a much less healthy fish population.
As Alaska changes into a warmer environment, some species will adapt, and some, like the polar bear, could face extinction. And that's not all. Professor Welker says increased temperatures also mean increased energy in the atmosphere, which is causing more extreme weather events worldwide.
Climate change increases the rate of unusual events. We have very hard evidence now that the warming of the oceans across the globe are resulting in increased energy in the ocean to create a hurricane.
He says while Alaska is not responsible for creating hurricanes, Alaska is indicative of the consequences of warmer terrestrial habitats and warmer ocean systems. In Anchorage, Alaska, Brian Padden, VOA News.